This is Super Yacht Radio.
So, keeping with our theme of some beautiful berries from Finland, I am delighted to invite back again to have a chat with us, Riita Isoluoma. I'm going to have to get her to help me with my Finnish pronunciation. From Poikkamparhat. So please reintroduce those words so we can hear how properly we should say them in Finnish, because I was practicing before we began.
Yeah. Hey, so my name is Reetta Isoluoma, and the company I work for is Poikkamparhat, and we are based in Tampere, Finland.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. The little bit of the story before we get into the amazing berries you guys produce, a little bit of the story of the company, of how it began and where you are.
Yeah, so Poikkamparhat was founded in 2016, so we are still quite a young company. And we started with the traditional Finnish Christmas drink called glöggi or glögg. And we started with two different drinks, and now our product range is over 70 different products.
Wow. And so we've had a huge expansion in 5 years.
Yeah, yeah. And it started as a business of two founders, Nicolas and Bertti. And at the moment, we have about 25 employees. So there has been some growth over the years. And our factory and all our offices are located in Tampere, Finland. And we've started here and we will be here for a while to come. So this is our hometown.
Lovely. So still relatively, I mean, big growth, but relatively small company, which has got to have a very close-knit feel then to it, you know, kind of team working together. And also if you've expanded that much in 5 years or 6 years now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the best things in our company that we do a lot of things in-house. So, for example, we are not... we don't have a separate marketing firm or company to help us do things, or we do a lot of the things such as product development and all the testing and packaging and everything in-house. So it still feels like a small company, but we are getting quite big. So yeah. It's been really interesting to see all the growth and where this company can go.
That's wonderful. Well, I know kind of the big focus, and we might get back to that at the end of the show. Your big, one of your big products is actually beverages, but it all kind of starts with berries, essentially, is where, you know, this huge range of products now is based from. So today we're going to be looking particularly at the freeze-dried berries that you guys produce. So I was actually just fascinated to learn just not only how many different berries Finland has, but also collecting the berries. They're quite a unique fruit. You know, you can't mass produce them in the same way as you can even mass produce grapes and stuff, can you?
Well, of course you can, but I think the berries lose some of their best features in that kind of production. Our berries are, they come straight from the forests. For example, the Finnish forest bilberry and lingonberry, they are picked all over Finland from the forests. And it's a really common thing to pick the berries from the forest in Finland. And I think every household in Finland has some berries in their freezer. So it's a really normal thing for us Finns.
Cultural tradition.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I think it doesn't even matter what age you are, or do you live in the city or farther away from the cities, you will find your way to berries, and the berries will find their way to your freezer. So,
and it's also, I learned quite an intense short time, you know, that they really, which is what adds to their flavor as well, but it's quite an intense short growing time. So it's got to be, I presume, during the late summer when most people focus on getting out into the forests.
Yeah. It's late summer or early fall. And it's, I think, the best time to pick the certain berries. It's in a few weeks window. So I have to say that I'm not the expert of picking the berries. My parents do that a lot. But I think you can see it in the forest when, of course, there's a lot of forest in Finland. As you drive around or anything, you will see the forest and you can see the colors changing. So you can kind of judge by that how the berries are. Yeah. And then, of course, you have to go there and see what the situation is. But yeah.
So with you guys, you collect the berries in various different forests and hand pick them as well, I presume. And then freeze drying. Tell me more about that, of trying to make sure, because also preserving them quickly while retaining their nutritional benefits, there are a number of different ways, but tell me more about freeze-dried, why that was for you the obvious choice.
Yeah, actually the main reason why we chose freeze-drying our berries is the fact that the process, it saves all the nutritional benefits and all the vitamins, antioxidants, nutritional fibers in the berries. And the berry is first frozen and then dried. So the shape also remains the same. So they're not like raisins or cranberries can be dried, so that it's kind of, it has lost its round shape, but the freeze drying process does not do that. So all the berries are round and the raspberries look like raspberries and lingonberries look like lingonberries. And of course, also that the process takes all the liquid out of the berry. So it becomes really, really light. And for us, it's a good thing for our international customers because it's really, really, really easy and light to ship around the world. And it's also great to have as a kind of a go-to snack or something. So it's really easy to use.
I'm also thinking different ways. Just for, using them in food. Yesterday in Ireland was Shrove Tuesday, which is Pancake Tuesday, and everyone makes pancakes. And my daughter had gone to a friend and she was talking about these fabulous fluffy pancakes with blueberries in it, which would be one of my favorite, blueberry pancakes. However, to be honest, in order to have blueberry pancakes, I've only had them with frozen berries, which ends up getting very wet and, you got to change your mixture and they kind of, so for use in cooking, as well, or in preparation, particularly for, making plates look beautiful, being able to retain their, not just their flavor, but also their shape has got to be a lovely bonus as well.
Yeah, and especially the fact that the flavor is the same, even though it's a bit more intense as in the fresh berry. So my personal favorite snack is the bilberry and raspberry. It's a great mix. And I have to say that the freeze-dried berries also have that function that if you add any kind of liquid to them, they kind of bounce back to their original form. So they become again quite close to the fresh berry.
Wow, so you can rehydrate them.
Yeah. So that's another kind of bonus of the process we use.
Wonderful. I didn't realize you could do that, actually. Also, I presume because they're handpicked in forests, they're not going to be exposed to the same pesticides or fertilizers in them. So they're really additive free. There's nothing added into the berries. They're just the berries.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, because the process is so effective, there's no need for any kind of additives for the...
To keep them fresh.
Yeah. And there's no added sugar or anything. So it's just the berry and it's just dried and put in a bag. So that's it.
Wow, fabulous. And similarly, they would stay fresh for quite a long time as long as they're kind of sealed up.
Yeah. And we pack them in resealable bags. So it's a really handy feature if you don't want to use the whole bag at one time. But yeah, they have a lot of great benefits. And I think our job is to make them more known in the world and to as many people as possible. So that's our goal.
Well, we will be catching up a little bit later in the show with the nutritionist to look right down at the gut level. But, you know, as I was looking into berries, you know, one of the things is they really are superfoods. They contain, I mean, we obviously think of vitamin C and we'll be talking about the impact of fiber, but there's so many micronutrients as well that a small amount all of a sudden fills that portion of food, fruit that your, you know, body really needs every day.
Yeah. And I think it's a really good way to add really great nutrients to your diet, any diet you're in, because they're naturally vegan, gluten-free, lactose-free, no added sugar. And I think it's great for everyone.
It's funny the difference of where you live. Here in Ireland, we can get basic raspberries, strawberries, blueberries most year round. But God, you notice the difference in taste as well, because, you know, when they're all year round, it's very different to what you taste when you get the berries ripe at the natural time, you know, and that's when they're picked. It's a very different, particularly strawberries, I notice is a very different experience. And I think that's part of keeping those nutrients as well.
Yeah. It's really great to have the freeze-dried berries because we can enjoy them all year round. And it's kind of gives another kind of fresh view on the traditional berries because we are all very used to the frozen ones. So this is like a really nice, light, crunchy version of the traditional berries.
And again, on Super Yachts, very easy to, you know, pack a whole lot in for, you know, a long trip. Then you can be sure you're going to have some form of berry throughout the whole, you know, charter or whatever they're doing. And it doesn't take up that much space. You know, frozen berries are lovely, but they actually do take up a chunk of space in a freezer. From experience.
When space
is limited, that makes a difference.
Yeah. That is a really good environment to test our berries and how they can add new flavors and Nordic flavors to the yacht menus.
Indeed. And just on the Nordic flavors, I do love kind of because they're very specific berries. I have been learning that are not only a huge range in Finland, but ones that are very specific in Finland, like lingonberries and bilberries. I don't think I've seen them outside of Scandinavia. You know, I've lived in Sweden and it's similar in Finland, but you would not find them in France or Spain or other places. So they're very uniquely Finnish or Scandinavian, aren't they?
Yeah. And of course, all around the world, you can find blueberries that are grown, the kind of bigger ones, but especially the forest bilberry, which grows in Finland and Scandinavia. I think especially in that berry, you can sense the flavor is much more intense. And because there's a lot of flavor, there's a lot of nutrients. So I think, of course, I'm not an expert on the matter, but I do think that the Nordic berries might have a lot more of all the nutrients and vitamins than the other berries that are grown, especially, for example, in warmer places in the planet. Mm-hmm. But I think we do have a kind of advantage in the Arctic countries to have kind of different berries and plants growing here under the Arctic sun.
Yeah, and it's quite a unique growing environment, you know, that you're right, that we don't get in other places. So for the, what is your range for the freeze-dried berries, you know, of which ones do you offer?
We have lingonberry, bilberry, raspberry, and blackcurrant. So we have four different berries.
Lovely. And really nice range of flavors, actually, with those, I'd imagine, too. I know three of them. The last one I'm a little bit foggy on. I'll have to try it again. And I mean, this is just to kind of expand a little bit back again, because we started with berries, but actually the other thing you produced as a company is beverages. And that's a very big part of your business as well, isn't it?
Yeah, that is a product group we started with, and it has always been kind of our main focus, especially in the market in Finland. We do a lot of seasonal drinks, the glögi, and then mead. Then we do lemonades with Finnish ingredients. We do real iced teas. We do all kinds of drinks. And then kind of a new product category in our selection is non-alcoholic sparkling drinks. So we are offering kind of a alternative to traditional sparkling wines. And our drinks are made with kind of the best Finnish ingredients available. And we are staying true to our main idea. So we are using real ingredients, and we do not use any additives or colors or flavors. All the flavor in the product comes from the ingredient. And in the sparkling drink series, we are using a lot of Finnish berries, Finnish wild herbs, other herbs, and all great Finnish ingredients. So
fantastic.
That's kind of a
and I imagine,
category we are hoping to have abroad.
Yeah, really a big expanding market. I certainly, you know, coming back to Ireland, I've seen that of, you know, 15 years ago, you really had your 7-Ups and your Pops and maybe a juice or something. And on the non-alcoholic versions, there really wasn't much of a market. And now I see such a huge expansion, people wanting healthy drinks that aren't just fruit juice, and certainly a really big expansion in the non-alcoholic market. So I'd imagine a great time to be, you know, producing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really looking forward to the feedback we get from the drinks. We just got a smaller version of the bottle. So we have 750 milliliters and then 200 milliliters, the kind of small bottle as well of all our sparkling drink flavors. So we'll see how it goes, and could the smaller bottle suit the yachts better, for example. So I'm really looking forward for all the feedback of those drinks.
Well, I myself am looking forward to trying out at some stage. I'm going to be catching up with Tita and trying out some of these wonderful things I'm getting to talk about today. So Rita, thank you so much for joining us and telling us once again about just your amazing products. And it was lovely to have you here today.
Does provisioning make you moody? Well, look no further than Super Yacht Foodie. We source and test the finest food and drink, so when you order, you don't have to think. Check out the Super Yacht Foodie Instagram feed if gourmet inspiration is what you need. We don't sell the products directly to you. We work with all the provisioners you already knew. Contact your favourite provisioner or agent if you want the finest ingredients sent. We will connect you with the suppliers directly who will fulfil your orders 100% correctly. Email info@superyachtfoodie.com if you want to know where the best ingredients are from. Follow Super Yacht Foodie on Insta and Facebook and tag us to share the exquisite meals you cook. Super Yacht Foodie, rediscover your passion for provisioning.
This is Super Yacht Radio.